This is the State of Things. I'm Anita Rao. When Lisa Rhodes set off for Austin, Texas, she had dreams of making it big as a rock star. In the late 80s, she released her debut album and had brushes with fame, including composing a song for the Neville Brothers. Then reality hit, and Lisa had to choose between making music and making a living. She chose the latter. She got a PhD and spent much of her career as a professor of American Studies at Temple University in Philadelphia. She's now retired, lives in Durham, and has turned her full attention back to her first passion. Soon, Lisa will release her first album in more than 30 years. It's called My Memories Are Made of Songs. Lisa joins me in studio today on vocals and guitar, joined by Leslie Land, also on vocals and electric bass. Lisa R. and the Lucky Stars, welcome to the State of Things.
Thank you so much, Anita. We're so happy to be here.
So your life story and the story of your career is so fascinating to me. And I would love to maybe start by painting a picture of who you were when you went to Austin and the dream that you had of being a rock star.
I came from a little bitty town. I grew up 5 miles outside a town of 10,000. And I went off to boarding school in Austin, and it was like going to Oz. There was all these wonderful musicians and music. And I loved music anyway. I'd played for years at that point still. And then I got caught up in the Austin music scene and was just exposed to amazing musicians. I played Blue Mondays for a dollar a head with Stevie Ray Vaughan at the Continental Club when I was 22 years old. So I got a lot of great breaks. I played with the Neville Brothers live in New Orleans when I was 21.
What was that like?
I had never heard of them. So thankfully, my ignorance saved me because I didn't know anything about them. I mean, it's really quite intimidating to turn around and there's Aaron Neville singing backup for you.
Yeah.
It was something very surreal, but it showed me that there's a big world out there.
I know you went on to write and think a lot about women in the music scene, but for you, what was that experience like at that time?
It was lonesome. There weren't that many women out there. I remember playing a gig with Joan Jett. I opened up for her in Austin. She was 21 and had been on the road for 5 years, and I was 20. And I thought she was like the grand old lady of rock and roll. And she's one of the few women that I ever played with that actually fronted a band.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not a ton. I mean, some has changed, but not as much as you would think.
You know, I keep hoping. I love the younger generation. There are a lot more women involved in music now. It's beautiful.
Wonderful. Well, will you all play a song for us?
Yeah, this is the title track off the album. It's called My Memories Are Made of Songs.
My life in beats and melodies made me who I am and who I was. I hear and feel them tattooed by each one. My memories are made of songs, pieces of forever. I'd be gone, but the light behind them lingers on. Measured moments of my life, some for any time, some for once in a while, strum softly on my soul until I play along. My memories are made of songs, like messages in bottles with their notes written in sound. Feelings washing over me, and into them I'm drawn. My memories are made of songs.
That's Lisa R. and the Lucky Stars with My Memories Are Made of Songs. It's the title track of her upcoming album. She is here with Leslie Land on vocals and electric bass, and the two of them will play a show tonight at 7 p.m. at Special Treats in Chapel Hill. So it has been more than 30 years since your first album. You are getting ready to release another one. What took you so long?
Oh, I love being a teacher. I love being a professor. I really enjoyed it, and I had a lot of fun. When I was ready to go, I was ready to go, but I love the work I did. I love teaching and writing and researching. Wrote a book and about women in music. So it wasn't that I left music. I just left playing it.
Did it feel odd to come back to songwriting again, or had that been a part of your life in the interim?
I've had just this amazing productivity in the last 2 years. I've written almost 3 albums worth of stuff.
Wow.
And it just came out of nowhere. Leslie and I started playing together, and it really just kind of stoked the songwriting thing. But I did feel like Rip Van Winkle when I went into the studio. Everything had changed. It was really crazy.
Is there something thematically that is tying together these 3 albums, stuff that you're processing right now?
Yeah. Coincidentally, I'm processing, you know, life and death. I'm processing aging. I'm processing why are we here? I'm processing how do we make memories? And what's the role of music in that? What's the role of feelings in that?
Wonderful. Will you all play another song for us?
Yeah. This one is one that Leslie and I wrote, and it's a song about my mom. She moved to a little bitty town in Texas. The next album is a suite of 6 songs about Texas, and this is one of them. It's called To Meet Her There.
I can still see Mama behind. Of her 64 Bonneville, driving down the main street of that little town. She built a life there for herself up from the ground. Traded happiness for some security, but I could tell there was some other place she'd rather be. Moved there, didn't know a soul but my dad. Made precious few close friends, but loved the ones she had. Played a lot of bridge and joined the garden club. Raised 3 kids and taught them what they knew of love. She'd always planned to leave, but ran out of time. She couldn't find her way out of that little town. And now Mama's on the other side, and I hope that someday she'll be my guide. When my time comes to meet her there. But God knows that she tried. Too small and narrow for such a high-flying arrow. Still she lived there till the day that she died. She died young, it all went so fast. Just 8 months to the day till she breathed her last. That church wasn't big enough to hold the crowd, and I wept like a child as we drove her out of town. Laid her to rest in the city where she'd always planned to go. She finally found her way out of that little town. And now Mama's on the other side, and I hope that someday she'll be my guide when my time comes to meet her there.
Lisa R. and the Lucky Stars. Lisa Rhodes on vocals and acoustic guitar. Leslie Land on vocals and electric bass. That song was co-written by the two of them. They will be at Special Treats in Chapel Hill tonight at 7 p.m. So continuity from our last segment talking about grief. What have you learned from that experience with your mom about the grieving process?
I learned about non-negotiables. I was 33 when she died. It was not negotiable. There was nothing I could do, and there was nothing anyone could do. And she died very quickly at 64. Hmm. And I think what it taught me was, that people do die. I mean, it sounds so such a self-evident truth, but until one of them goes, it's just not really real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially a mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that makes that easier, even though everyone goes through it. It's still just as hard.
No, it's always hard. It's always hard. This next song is a single off the album.
Okay.
And our album is Looking for a Home. If anyone from Yep Rock or Merge or Paradise of Bachelors is listening, we'd sure love to put a demo in your hands. It's called Leaving Texas.
All right.
And it's autobiographical. It talks about the reason that I left Texas, which was love. Fell in love and moved out to California to be with my now wife.
Okay.
We got a long distance love, but I don't wanna live without you. Wanna be right by your side, only one thing I can do. I'm leaving Texas cause you asked me to. I would go anywhere with you. I'm leaving Texas cause you asked me to. It's the only thing I can do. Never planned on leaving here. Austin has been home for such a long time. Then your love upended my whole world, and I find I can't live without you. I'm leaving Texas cause you asked me to. I would go anywhere with you. I'm leaving Texas cause you asked me to. It's the only thing I can do. You took me by surprise, and your kisses made me love you. There was something in your eyes, told me that my search for love was through. I'm leaving Texas cause you asked me to. I would go anywhere with you. I'm leaving Texas cause you asked me to. It's the only thing I can do. Don't know what I'll miss the most, the people, the places, or the memories. Only know what my heart is telling me. You're in California and I'm on the wrong coast. I'm leaving Texas cause you asked me to. I would go anywhere with you. I'm leaving Texas cause you asked me to. It's the only thing I can do. I'm leaving Texas cause you asked me to. I would go anywhere with you. I'm leaving Texas cause you asked me to. It's the only thing I can do. And I won't be going back without you. No, I won't be going back without you.
Lisa R. and the Lucky Stars will be performing at Special Treats tonight at 7 p.m. in Chapel Hill. So a lot of love for Texas. What's it been like to be in North Carolina?
Oh, I love this place. It reminds me of Austin in the 70s and 80s. Really progressive, full of musicians and artists and foodies, and this is home. I told my wife she can bury me in the backyard. I'm not moving.
So you mentioned briefly earlier about your time writing and thinking and teaching at Temple. You wrote a book called Electric Ladyland. We'll have to have you on at some point to tell us a lot more about it. But I guess briefly, what's the story of groupies, the brief history of groupies, and why you were interested?
you know, I played music, so not to be too autobiographical, but I knew a few groupies. And they were more like muses. They always had the coolest clothes, and they always knew the new music that came out, and they were fun, and they were smart, and not at all that kind of story that you get, and that groupies are just sort of mindless.
Mm-hmm.
They were really wonderful people, and I wanted to tell their story. And I mean, I even pushed back the Oxford English Dictionary definition of the word groupie by 3 years because they just, nobody had done any work on them. They were wonderful.
How did you change the definition?
I found an earlier citation of it.
Wow.
In the Village Voice. Yeah, it was 3 years earlier than the one they had.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good day.
So the founder of the way we understand groupies here, right on the state of things. Okay, so I'm going to give you time to play us out. But before I do that, I'm going to say the credits so you can decide what you all might want to play. That's Lisa R. and the Lucky Stars. They will be at Special Treats in Chapel Hill tonight at 7. You can also catch them the Blue Note in Durham on November 17th. You can find information about all of their shows at our website, stateofthings.org. It's a program produced by Laura Pelliser, Dana Terry, Amanda Magnus, and Grant Hall of Mormon. Robin Copley is a technical director. Al Wodarski also engineered today's show. Josie Taras is our intern. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Anita Rao. Once again, Lisa R. and the Lucky Stars.
Thank you.
1, 2, 3, 4. I can't face the TV anymore. If things get any crazier, I don't know what I'll do. And I'm afraid about tomorrow. Just can't see that far. Like to think it's been this way before. Keep trying to convince myself, but I'm never really sure. And I'm afraid about tomorrow. Just can't see that far.